Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we discussed the Dalai Lama Lady Gaga drama, Kanye West's controversial music video, Trump girls breaking the internet, Taylor Swift's relationship status, and Shawn Mendes's straight Snapchat rant. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
So.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I was just looking at that curtain because
you left it
a little open.
I didn't touch the curtain.
So our recording studio has these beautiful blue curtains.
What cobalt?
And I would say my brother's new car is a cobalt blue.
He said that and I go, that's not cobalt. I thought that out loud.
Did he say that in the post?
Mm-hmm.
Weird, because I looked at it and thought, what a beautiful cobalt blue car.
Hereditary.
Speaking of which, this curtain is still open.
So who's closer?
Do you feel like a monkey in the zoo?
I don't feel exposed.
Feel overexposed?
I'll close it. You close it then.
I'm going to. Why do you got to?
Go.
You can't even see what's over there.
I can see a lamp and it's leaning. That's There we go.
Nice. What if I pulled down the whole.
Actually, is it usually closed?
Yes.
Oh.
It says we
I
get
feel
the
a little
dark,
bit claustrophobic. Now.
Dark, dank.
What is going on, Corey? What's going on in your life?
Tyler.
What?
I cannot believe, I don't think you even know this has happened.
What?
And I can't believe that you didn't even bring it up to me and we've been together for IDK a few hours this morning already.
What?
Big news this morning.
What?
About Lady Gaga.
What?
She announced her album.
No! Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding.
That's literally not funny.
I was kidding.
I jumped out of my seat.
I saw you. Well, that was great.
I'm halfway through typing out Lady Gaga already.
Yeah, you want to know? There's real Lady Gaga news, though.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
What?
So, she met with the Dalai Lama.
Old news. I already watched it. 2 hours.
And now, what were her repercussions for that?
Banned in China.
Yes,
same.
She is.
In solidarity with Gaga and the Dalai Lama,
yeah.
I too am now banning myself from China.
Wow.
Would you go to China?
We've been to China.
Oh my God. Me too.
I mean, please don't do anything with the Dalai Lama. If we go on the Amazing Race All-Stars, chances are we're going to have to go to China since they do every season.
Wow. So imagine had I met with the Dalai Lama before, which is a plausible thing for a YouTuber to do.
You would have been on their list.
And I'm literally, what would the race have done if I wasn't allowed to go to one of the countries legally?
I think we would have had to disclose that in casting.
That would be a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
Dalai Lama drama.
I saw the Dalai Lama thing and then I didn't
Wait,
hear
so
the.
So why does China hate Dalai Lama?
Well, because
you know?
Something about free Tibet, I think.
Oh my God. Did you ever see that?
And I only know that because
Tibet
I watch Veep.
Mm.
And then part of me is like, is Veep talking about things that are happening in real life politics or is this all made up?
Okay, well, I'm not caught up on Veep, so please don't spoil.
But they said this morning, I heard they were the Chinese are very mad at Gaga and they said she should meet with the Dalai Lama because he's a wolf in robes.
God. Oh my God. Aren't we all?
a wolf in sheep's robes.
I would like to collab with the Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama can't go to China either.
Well, no, bitch.
If you meet with the Dalai Lama, they're not going to let you go to China anymore.
Big whoop.
China hates the Dalai Lama.
Well, let me just ask you this.
Okay.
Is there anybody in China that you're looking to collab with?
I mean, there's a lot of people there, so I'm sure probably somebody.
I'm sure there's plenty of people.
Yeah.
But, like, Dalai Lama's pretty high on my list. There's, like, the Queen, the Pope, Dalai Lama, Oprah, Beyonce. Dalai Lama's in my top 10.
I wish you would make a top 10 list because every time interview you, it changes every time. And I'm like, there he goes, caught in his web of lies again.
I think I always say the Queen. I don't even know what I say.
You said one time you said Charlotte from Charlotte's Web.
What?
Yeah.
Was I drunk? No, I didn't. Did I actually?
No.
Oh, I would have believed you.
I thought you
I can't believe Gaga released her album this morning.
You were trying to say Charlotte Church.
You know what? Let's talk wolf in sheep's clothing, bitch.
Charlotte
She's
Church.
She's a bitch who cried wolf with that Gaga. Yes.
What? Yeah. Do you even know who Charlotte Church is?
Charlotte Church, absolutely not. Was she in Pretty Little Liars?
She does look a little bit like
a liar. Or is she pretty?
Whoa.
Would you say the Dalai Lama is, if you had to pick one of these things, okay, Corey?
Whoa, when did Charlotte Church get to be 30?
If you had to say the Dalai Lama was one of these three things, would you describe him as pretty, little, or a liar?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't really know the Dalai Lama that well. I would hate to offend anyone.
Oh, my God.
But I Googled, who is the Dalai Lama?
How tall is the Dalai Lama?
He's the 14th Dalai Lama.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
I might be the 14th Tyler Oakley. Big what?
This is getting very, very political.
This is not political. And he seems like a nice guy.
And I don't know anything about him.
Got a very strange signature.
I wonder if that's what people say about you when they get your
signed posters
from district.
They
lines.
Say this is not how you spell Tyler Oakley because I don't include the E in Tyler, and I don't include.
Like these kids think that you're leaving out letters. Do they know?
And I don't include the L and the E in the Oakley.
Well, guess what? I don't sign my name with a cursive K because I think the cursive K is the most ugly.
You with the little loop?
Yeah, it's got a little loop. I had a very serious conversation with my mom about how I hated that little loop. And she goes, you don't have to use it. And then I felt freed from my third grade, like.
I hate the two of you.
Instructor of school. Teacher is the word I was looking for.
You know what?
Third grade school.
Anybody that comes for people's signatures, what is your? I don't know if I've seen your signature.
Mine looks like a K and a scribble and a K and a scribble.
I cannot stand people coming for mine because I put 10 times more effort than every other YouTuber
I hate it.
I include a little heart.
You like write your whole name and like add letters and like.
Some people just put a letter and then a dash.
Well, yeah.
Some people have a stamp.
Some people just put a C and an F.
Whoa.
Courtney Furlong.
Who is she? Denise Stritchfield. What were we talking about? Oh, the Dolly.
I Googled Courtney Furlong, and somebody came up. I don't even know who that is.
She's the 14th Courtney Furlong.
She played volleyball at, like, school or something.
You know what? I need to do a little bit more research on this Dalai Lama. I'll get back to you. I wish you wouldn't,
just for the sake of, like, other...
Because you want to go back to China.
...talking points.
Okay, we'll move on. I get it.
Like, what it... Well,
speaking
like,
of politics, did you see who was featured in Kanye West's new music video?
God, somebody... No. What, did you get a title, like, exclusive look?
No, people ripped it.
Did you forget to cancel your free title subscription?
Lord knows, I never got title.
Everybody got it a month after Beyonce's album came out, and they got their 1 month free, and then they were supposed to cancel.
People always, you know what I saw? A funny post on Twitter.
Yeah. It was like a reminder.
It was me setting up a new title account every month, and it was pictures of me with different colored hair waving at the camera like my intro, and it's as if they're like the same human but trying to be, you know.
Yeah. No, one of my friends posted
One
of my friends posted like, reminder, it's been 1 month since Beyonce dropped Lemonade. Be sure to cancel your free month of title.
No, George Bush is in that title shit.
No.
Yes.
Not like... He didn't make a cameo, like a clip of him.
George W. Bush. So, first of all, let me just...
Like a clip of him on, like, CNN
or honey.
Something.
Let me
explain. He showed up in flesh.
Let me explain.
One of those Halloween masks.
Can I explain?
Okay, go.
So...
Oh, my
God. Kanye West put out a new music video that is getting some type of response.
I just don't ever want to
You know, he's
give...
a stunt queen. He does things for the headline.
You know how I feel about you talking Kanye. About the Kardashians.
Well, it's a big deal right now because everyone's talking about it. So Kanye put out a song, music video for the song Famous. And it's replicating this, like, whatever the fucking century art of, like, tons of people in one huge giant bed. It was, like, this painting from way back in the day, like, hundreds of years ago, whatever the fuck.
Okay.
So he's doing it now with a version of all celebrities. So on the list of celebrities, you have all these naked people.
I'm confused.
And they're wax figures of these celebrities.
Okay.
So it looks just like them. So he's got naked George W. Bush, naked Anna Wintour, Donald Trump, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, Ray J, Amber Rose, Caitlyn Jenner, and Bill Cosby. All in a line in a huge, very wide bed, all naked. So you can see, like, everything.
Okay.
Some are covered in sheets. A lot of people have issue with it, obviously, because he's using people's naked bodies to profit off of, A.
But he's not really using their bodies. It's a wax figure.
Right, but, like, using their likeness, which I think is illegal to make profit. You're not allowed to.
Okay.
And then also, people are going in because it's considered – they're saying that he's, like, asserting his power over these naked women. All the naked women are super exposed, and he is covered up. All the guys are covered up. So it's kind of sexist. And then he put Chris Brown and Rihanna right next to each other, and people are like, how can you justify putting
– I don't justify anything, Kanye.
I know that you are the biggest Kanye – what is it?
Naysayer.
Naysayer. And I 100% agree. I'm like, I think there's – so how much can you defend as art when it's like – affecting real humans.
Yeah.
And it's like, and especially showing, the shit about putting Chris Brown and Rihanna, I'm like, that's fucked up.
Is it showing the girls boobs or boobs and vag or
some
what?
Of both, yeah.
Okay. And no dick.
No dick.
Wow.
Isn't that like fucked up?
Well, maybe, because my first thought was like, well, if he's only showing topless women and not vaginas, then maybe it's like free the boobs or whatever that.
No, I don't think, I think it's an assertion of power over these women.
Okay.
So he's getting a lot of shit for it, and then he tweets, is anybody going to sue me? Come on, try me, or something like provoking.
What are they going to sue? He's got no money. Remember? He's broke.
I don't know. But
no wonder Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to give him any money.
But I think the only person who has responded to it that was in the lineup was George W. Bush.
Okay.
He put out a statement that said...
George W. Bush tweeted.
No, honey. He put out a statement that said, no, his representative.
Okay, thank you. I was like, George Bush did not write this.
A rep for the 43rd, POTUS, said, in case there was any doubt, that is not President Bush. He is in much better shape.
Did like, they give him like
so,
a...
Here's the image.
Well, link me to that image. This whole time you've been looking at it and I didn't even get to see
it's because,
it?
Because I don't want to support.
Well, you're just linking
but then again,
it to
it's,
me.
It's a,
you're linking
it's
it
a
to
ripped
me.
File because Lord knows nobody can watch it on title.
Is Lord in it?
No, Lord is not in it. So I she's... gave you the lineup.
Well, you gave me half of the
this
lineup.
Is George W. Bush in it. I'm going to send you the link. Don't worry. It looks like
can him. I see the link?
I'm
you really
it.
Should have started
oh
with
God.
That.
Corey Cool.
Now I'm just impatient.
I know.
Wanna,
I'm coming.
I want to see whoa. These people because...
I don't like it. It's an assertion of power. I think Kanye is a dick. If he really wanted it to be a statement... He could have exposed himself more, and he could have been more respectful of the women. I think there are ways to do it. You know what I mean? I think he's kind of he's off his rock.
Who I don't even know who any of these people are.
Honey, you know all of them.
I need to zoom in.
Honey,
I mean, who's and next to Rihanna on the other side?
It's you know what it felt like.
Is that James Corden?
I watched a clip. Where
next to Rihanna?
That's
on the
Donald
left.
Trump.
Whoa, gross.
I watched a clip.
Who's
of it.
In between Bush and Trump?
Bush and Trump. Anna Wintour.
I thought that was Gaga.
Oh, I would have loved Gaga to have some moments right now. But then again, I don't want her to be like...
Oh, and Kanye's next to Kim.
And Taylor Swift is right there. Anyway.
Taylor Swift does not look like that.
The problem is, the clip was super fucking creepy. And the way he shot it was like super voyeuristic, as if it was like a commentary on how women's bodies, even in their most sacred moments... Even when they should be most safe, while they're sleeping, peaceful, blah, 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 they're still subject to, I guess, people asserting their power over them. I don't know. It's all fucked up. I'm ready to move on.
I wish we would. I mean, now this video is just going to get more views from our millions and millions and millions of listeners.
Don't watch it, y'all, because it's fucked. Anyway, then the article goes on to say, it's better than the time Game of Thrones put W's head on a spike. Is that a thing that happened?
Wait, I watch Game of Thrones and I don't remember that.
There's a link. I'm clicking it. Oh, they say that that was George W. Bush's profile. I can kind of see it.
With that hair?
With that hair.
That looked like caveman realness.
Well.
Speaking of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, take me there.
Oh my God, did you watch the finale?
Remember the song, Take Me There, I Wanna Go There.
Let's go there. Take me to that great place
with
where
one destination.
Is that how it goes? Anyway,
no, I didn't not watch the finale.
Have you ever watched an episode of Game of Thrones?
You know, I watched a couple, and then it was getting like incesty, which is fine, but I just did not have the.
Watched a couple?
I did not have the attention span to keep going, so then it suddenly became incesty, and I was like, "Wait, did I miss something?"
Like, you know, I have a good memory, and I'm like good with. Oh, I hit myself in the face.
What just happened?
You know, I have a good memory, and I'm like
this morning with a weight in spin class.
Dear Lord. Your life is a struggle.
Okay, keep going.
I was going to say, I think I'm good with names and faces, and then I'm watching the show, and I'm like, who is that? But then when I'll be talking about it with friends later, I, like, know all of their names now.
But how many seasons has it been?
I think, like, 6 or 5.
Yeah, you've had some.
It all, like, blends.
All I know about Game of Thrones, incest, people do not shower, there's a dragon, Cersei. And also, I think
the dragon's name is Cersei.
There's a dragon woman, Cersei.
Okay.
Is that her name?
No.
Seriously. Seriously.
No.
Sour.
There's a Cersei, but she has nothing to do with dragons.
She's not the woman of dragons with the white hair.
That's Khaleesi. Yeah, I know.
So also, you beware of winter.
It is coming.
Yeah.
I said, if you think about it, isn't winter always coming?
Technically.
Like, just like your birthday is always coming.
Wow. Mother Nature chimes in.
Yeah. Winter is here, bitch.
That's all I know, really, I think. And then there's a guy that everyone loves.
Who is that? I would love to know.
I think he was.
Oh, Jon Snow.
Jonathan Snow. And Jonathan doesn't know anything.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yes, see? I know all the memes.
Yeah, speaking of like...
And there's a doorstop.
A doorstop.
I think.
What?
There was a big meme going around.
About a door... Oh, hold the door.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I still think I haven't spoiled anything for anybody who hasn't watched, so that's all right. No, I was going to say, speaking of nudity, like...
Oh, somebody told me they show a dick.
And occasionally they'll show like the tip of it. Cut dick.
Honey, if you go to the beach, you'll see that.
Flaccid.
Bye!
Right. No, well, so Khaleesi spoke out because she
was uncut like, or cut?
Usually cut.
This does not feel realistic to the time.
So.
Wrap it in baloney.
Like on the Friends episode?
Yeah.
Like fashion.
You know, I'm watching Friends right now on Netflix.
Okay.
And there's a lot of episodes that they never show on TV. They rerun the same shit.
I know,
shit.
Yeah. There's like the lesser viewed episodes.
And I'm like, I don't remember this ever happening.
No, I was saying.
Back to GOT.
Khaleesi was like, she had a nude scene in this season and like, she made
that was Khaleesi the Dragon Woman?
Yes. And she made a statement that she was like, I wish there would be more equal between the male and female nudity on this show. And I mean, yes, everybody loves Jon Snow. And there was like this scene in this season where he was like, full on naked, and then like there's just like a thing draped over his crotch area to like not show his dick, and I'm like,
you could have easily pulled that back,
right? Like it didn't need to be there. Like as much as they show nudity and like blah blah blah, I was like, that was the perfect opportunity to show Jon Snow's dick,
which we all should take that opportunity.
Right? Jon Snow got body adi
is Jon Snow hot? Jonathan's?
Yeah, it's Kit Harington.
It's old man.
You want? It's just Jon Snow, no H. John. It's just Jon Snow, no H.
Oh, this delicate prince.
Yeah.
He's very pretty, considering I don't think people showered then.
He's short, too.
No.
Yeah, you would like him. Yes. He's got body, yaddy, yaddy.
That's not too pretty for the time.
No. No.
You would not have that type of perm. You would not have that type of clear skin complexion. He's looking like he just walked off a runway. Nobody looked like that back then.
Well,
then again, there's dragons, so it's kind of a different. It could be fictional.
Like people had body adi adi in medieval times.
Tell me who?
And they, Jon Snow.
Oh my God!
So you would or wouldn't kick Jon Snow out of bed?
He is not pretty, nor little, nor a liar. He's no Dalai Lama.
Whoa! What was your little note on Game of Thrones? Didn't you have like a fun fact about it that you tried to tell me about this morning?
She did. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
It was the first TV show ever to hit 1 million ratings on IMDb. What a fun fact.
1 million different people have rated the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. How many people have rated fucking Psychobabble?
Not 1 million.
What are y'all up to?
We should be setting a record.
Honeys.
And I love that you put that fact there, not even meaning to spin it into this.
No, I totally didn't.
I know, it just like on the spot, I saw it in your eyes.
You guys, what are you doing? You have nothing on the GOT fans.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
I got
That's what we call. That's what we call
G-O-T.
Ourselves.
Got it.
Because they got it like that.
Yes, they do.
Wait, what is that from?
Because I got it like that. It's
oh, that
girl.
One girl on Maury that got pregnant. She's like, 12.
Yeah. If I need a baby, I'll steal it.
Remember when
what
I made?
I do remember.
Remember when
is
I was
that
like,
video private?
Oh my God, I don't think so. So you guys, back in the day in 2008, there was this viral video. Explain it, Corey.
Essentially, a girl on Maury who has lots of babies.
But she's super sassy,
and she's also like 14, and she's like, if my baby needs something and I don't got the money, I'm going to steal it.
It's just like, my baby needs a pacifier, I'm going to steal it. If I want to have a baby, I'm going to have a baby.
Isn't she like, my baby?
Because her family doesn't want her to have this child.
She's like, my baby's not going to have one, two, but three, or it's going to have four pacifiers.
Right, yeah. It was the most incredible video. And it was
Where
viral.
Is she now?
That is a good, where are they now?
I feel like all you'd have to do is Google Maury. It's my baby rant.
Yeah.
I'm sure Maury's done that. Are you kidding? You and I've only had like almost 100 episodes and we've had a Where Are They Now?
Have we?
Yeah.
Of ourselves.
That parrot. Where is it now?
Oh my God, where is it now?
Where is
Khaleesi,
Maury rant baby?
Well, I made a video in Corey's dorm room.
Like standing on my
you
bed.
You filmed me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I filmed the whole video.
So I made a video that was and back then.
There, I've been producing iconic videos for 8 years on Tyler Oakley's YouTube channel.
You had to apply to be a YouTube partner, which means they would put ads on your videos because originally they wouldn't have any ads on any videos. I remember when like every video started to have ads and everyone like threw a fit and now it's like. You have non-skippable
and now
ads.
Now we
Christ.
Know that we can wait the 5 seconds. Sometimes
this is
there's
before,
a good video.
This is before pre-roll ads even existed. Anyway, so you would have to apply to become a partner, and it was like an exclusive like group of YouTubers.
Right.
And I made a video with Corey in his dorm room, and I'm standing on his dorm bed.
Oh my God! And you added all those like
all those color
filters.
And it's like,
is it private or no?
If I want to be a partner, I'm gonna be a partner. I'm not gonna have one, not two, but three subscribers. I had like 100 subscribers.
I'm not going to have one, two, or three main channels.
You,
I'm going to have
I think
four
that's like what I said.
And a gaming channel.
Oh, my God. That was when I had my like... Oh.
I had your what?
My like wiry glasses.
I thought that was going to say carpenter jeans and old
no,
Navy
I think
tech
I was wearing
vests.
I was wearing an H&M hoodie in it, if I recall. It was an olive green.
I mean, I shot that video from every angle.
It was a great...
It was a lot of like...
Those
facing
were
the
good
the wall,
old days of YouTube.
Head over the shoulder, hair flip. If I want to be a partner, I'm going to.
Oh
my baby's going to have not one. Oh, blankets, I think she says. Her baby's going to have so many blankets. And Game of Thrones, they had no blankets.
What? Is that true?
Speaking of things that
oh
we're
God.
Talking
remember
about.
Oh, my God. Remember smallpox, I think?
The disease.
Yeah. Wasn't that like via blanket? Not the Michael Jackson child, but...
Michael Jackson's youngest is responsible for smallpox.
Oh my God! I saw somebody
probably
in Portland got the bubolic plague. Bubolic.
Mm-hmm. Who did?
Somebody in Portland.
Oh, fuck, we were just there.
I know. Drama.
Speaking of things we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Trump, let's talk about Babes for Trump.
Do you know about Babes for Trump?
No, I have no. You have it written down, and I literally have nothing.
Did you? Do you know Sorry, about Trump I... girls break the internet?
Us? We're just a couple of Trump girls. Wait, in support of Donald Trump. Is
yeah.
That what we're
so there was like a poll that came out that said like Hillary Clinton was like leading the female vote by like 17 points, which is like a huge margin.
Yeah.
Like all the women in the world are going to vote for her essentially. But this article was trying to say.
Y'all,
which...
are we all going to like... We're all going to vote, correct? Everyone's going to vote.
I mean, I voted in the primary,
just a reminder,
so I'm registered.
I voted in the primary.
Figure it out. Anyways, so there was an article saying that Hillary's dominating the female vote.
Nice.
So then these, like, Trump supporters who are females, I understand they want their voice to be heard too. They were very much like, Like,
we're here.
We're here.
Pay attention
like,
to us.
Like, we're going
to
break the internet. And so they were all taking...
Was it a hashtag?
Yeah, it was trending.
Hashtag Trump girls break the internet.
Yes.
No.
That was the hashtag. And it started from, like, an Instagram account called Babes for Trump.
Oh, my God.
Where it's, like, these, like, sexy...
I think that's us.
It's, like, sexy girls... With like the thing is though, I scrolled through a little bit of it, and like every single one to me looked like a little bit photoshopped. Like somebody found
like when you can see the door behind them kind of curved. You know,
no, like in a sense where it's like all these like really pretty girls and like revealing clothing with like all wearing the Make America Great Again hat, like at the pool drinking like PBRs and shit.
You know what boggles my mind?
And like wearing American flag bikinis because.
Us. Is that not us?
Right.
It blows my mind that those people exist because, like, we are in such a bubble of L.A. where it's, like, it's a no-brainer that, like who is voting for Donald Trump?
Well, Babes
These
for Trump.
These people exist, but Babes for Trump.
And then, so then all the, like, Babes for Trump, like, went a little, like, people were getting views on it. So then they tried to, like, turn it into Trump Girls Break the Internet.
Oh, my God.
And it was – I – pick problem with Trump girls breaking the internet, but I also pick problem with the phrase like break the internet. I hate the phrase break the internet because it reminds me of Kardashians. Like
you hate the Kardashians.
I just hate. It's just like I hate the word when
you
people
hate
are
a successful woman.
No. Oh yes, I do. Which is
Trump girl
which is exactly. I hate successful women, which is exactly why I'm a Trump girl.
That's
a babe for Trump because I don't like Hillary. No.
You know that sounds like a hashtag full of wicked women. Which leads me to
I wasn't
next
done. I wasn't done. I wasn't done. Wicked women.
Yes.
So you're saying babes for Trump are also wicked?
Wicked.
That's so wicked.
Are you? So you're not done. You have more to say about Trump girls?
Just that I don't hate women, and that I hate the idea of breaking the internet, and I hate the idea of like. People being like, oh, my God, that video went viral and it has like a thousand.
Oh, my God, I do hate that.
And it has 1,000 views.
I saw,
so
I was
like,
watching
breaking the
local...
internet, bitch, like, break the internet is like when Wi-Fi goes out. You did not put out my Wi-Fi.
I was watching the local news before Big Brother came on, which we'll get to.
Is this story wicked or not?
This is not wicked. And they were reporting on a video that from a local whatever the fuck, that a local golfer that went viral. They showed how many views. Guess how many views.
403.
24,000.
Okay.
My jaw dropped. It was like him doing trick shots, but not Brody style.
Oh.
Anyway.
I saw, real quick.
What?
Brody did like a really funny like compilation video thing at VidCon, and I did laugh when I saw it like show up on my thing.
Shoo-ha-ha?
It was like these kids who were like, apparently their like whole shtick is like flipping over a bottle and getting it to
oh,
land.
Oh, I think that's a thing that children are doing right now.
I know, but like they kept doing it.
Me with my Starbucks.
Wait, no, it was really funny. Like they kept like throwing the cup and getting it to land, and as soon as they did it, they would like celebrate, and then Brody would step in and throw his frisbee and knock their cup off the table. Like,
that's like that one.
Like, that's
that?
Not the new thing. Like, that's not hard.
Remember the thing that one bottle that is not supposed to be able to be pushed over and that
woman
morning
like,
show host like slaps it. That was funny.
So
that went viral.
Was that a wicked
Speaking
viral
of
or like
wicked women pushing oh, over bottles?
Get into whatever the fuck you want to talk about that's wicked.
The release date of the film version of Wicked is coming in December 2019.
I don't care about the release date. I care about who's in it.
I agree. I think, you know what we could do with? This is truly what's her head's moment. Lea Michele.
I think it could be her, like...
This is her moment.
She should do it.
I'll
tweet at her. Hey, Lea. You should do it.
But who would play Glinda, the Good Witch?
I saw people wanted... What's her name?
Taylor Swift?
No, Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, I would like that. Amy Adams has red hair, but
she's a little.
You can go blonde.
Like, what's the age range they're trying to do it?
But I'm thinking
Lea Michele
like,
still
squeaky.
Reads very young, though. How young do they want these witches?
Well, they're college students. This is about them going off to college.
Well, just so you know,
you've seen it. I know.
No, that you can go to college at any point in your life, not just right after high school.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, education it can be obtained at any time in your life, whenever you're financially.
Oh my God, my Phoenix,
ready.
Arizona king. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, maybe they took a really long gap year and these witches don't have to play by your rules that white America put you in.
Oh, my God. Drag white America.
Is that all you had to say about Wicked?
No, I was going to say, I was trying to think of who I want to be as Glinda.
Oh.
You had said who? Sorry.
Listen.
Amanda Seyfried. Somebody else says.
I just want someone who can sing.
Somebody says Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, she could do it. I want someone who can sing. I'm sorry, but Les Mis was like Les Miserables.
Somebody says.
Because ain't nobody trying to hear Kurt Russell sing.
Kurt Russell, is that his name?
No.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Who's Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell's also an actor.
Was he in Air Force One?
No, I think Kurt Russell was in that.
Or was he in his Air Force
One? I think Kurt Russell was in that movie about that, like, Captain Ron.
I don't know. I'm the captain now.
You've never seen Captain Ron?
I don't think. Is that the one with Tituba?
Who?
I don't. I think the story of smallpox.
Yes, I'm so smart. Kurt Russell is in Captain Ron.
Okay, not only do I not know Kurt Russell, but I also don't know Captain Ron. So neither of those help the other.
Wait, you would actually like, you want to hear? So this family goes on a vacation. And it's like a family, a husband, a wife, and two kids. And they like go to this beach. And then like this
drama.
Guy shows up named Captain Ron.
And is it a comedy?
Yes. 1992 realness. It's an adventure comedy.
So it's serving a little bit of like, look who's talking now.
Well, I mean, you'll just have to see it.
Somebody says, thoughts on Hailee Steinfeld as Elphaba?
No.
That's what they want?
As Elphaba. No, Lea Michele.
Listen, I'm opening it up to the people.
I would just, she should do it. She should do it.
She should do it.
Who's producing this movie? Does it have it listed on IMDb? Can I tell them?
I don't know.
Speaking of things that aren't wicked.
What? Tell me. Take me away.
No, I mean.
Wait, who sings? Take me away. The greatest.
Sweet
escape.
Escape.
Sweet escape. Sweet. Did you see, What's Her Head is releasing. Fergie's coming out with a new single.
It's called
MILFs.
I feel like this time last year we were talking about a new Fergie album and it never came.
And listen. So
wait, when it happens, is there going to be a Fergie Queens episode?
Obviously. Although I think we already did it.
I think we could probably get her in to talk about
it. Oh my God, you know we could. No, Fergie's releasing a song called MILFs and it's rumored that it's featuring all other pop queens that have children that are still sexy.
Oh my God, wait. So Britney?
Yeah, who else?
Gwen?
Yeah, who else?
I mean,
like people from that era.
Everyone's got a baby now.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Kelly Clarkson.
Pink.
All these MILFs.
Carrie.
Taylor, by then, maybe.
Taylor Swift is not pregnant.
It depends on how long this
takes
to come out.
Don't be spreading the rumors. How do you feel about her breakup with Calvin Harris?
You know, I truly don't care. And furthermore, I didn't love... No, it's just not my business. And like, maybe if it were Gaga, I would actually care because I'm invested in that.
Yeah.
But like, I just, it's not.
The Taylor thing?
It's not, I don't, it's good for her, bad for her. I don't know. Every relationship that ends is supposed to end.
Right. My thought
maybe
process
it was not
was,
healthy. I don't
you know what
know.
I was really thinking about though?
What?
Like when Adele had her baby and like nobody like even knew the sex of it or the child's name or anything.
Because she kept it to herself.
Right. And then like literally like 6 months later, she like tweeted like, just so you know, my baby's 6 months old today and none of you know its name or gender.
Because it was her choice not to.
Just to like
public.
Show you that. Like part of me is like, Taylor Swift could probably like part of me was like playing devil's advocate and I was like, is she the one like leaking all the stories to the
I gotta
to the
say,
outlets?
You know she's got a million people following her every
yeah, night. I know, but
I would think the same about Adele. Adele is that much of a superstar. So
part of me thinks it's a little maybe it's the
You
like,
have to wonder how much of it is purposely
nothing
let
against
out.
Her, because I think like obviously
fame
this
is a game.
Is,
fame
right,
is a game.
This is about her and people are expecting albums about breakups and like so she's like
and everyone talks about, you know, relationships and music, like, blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, she said that one thing where she was like, nobody drags Ed Sheeran for always talking about relationships, and he does. So maybe there's
like, oh, I get it. Yeah.
And good for her. I think good music is good music. I'm not going to complain
like,
if she's going to release good music.
Beyonce's whole album was about, like, relationship.
Right. My thing is, I totally agree. I think there is a level of what you release to the public. And if you want to be private, you can be. And I don't think she's even complained about it, but
no,
I'm just saying like.
I'm just like, good for her if you want to like.
If they're going to be talking, at least she's in charge of the narrative, I guess. Or is she still? I don't know.
I think
well,
she
all that drama with Tom, what's his head?
I don't even know that guy's name.
Neither do I.
Was he Loki?
Who
in
is
that?
She?
He was Loki in those like Captain
He's low America. He's low-key Loki.
In the American and Captain movies. She also had her 10 years of like. She's been on the scene for 10 years. Did you see that? They were celebrating like 10 years of Taylor Swift's
Oh,
like,
really?
Tim McGraw. Yeah.
Oh my God. Tim McGraw. Was that her first single?
Yes.
I thought it was the Teardrops on the Guitar.
I think Tim McGraw was the first one. Listen, maybe it was Teardrops.
You guys, I'm sorry. We're just not.
No.
We're not a stan.
Tim McGraw was the first one.
Huh. Who knew?
It was 2006. I saw it, like, trending 2 days after. Like, somebody had, like...
10 years of Taylor Swift.
It's
good
like
for her.
Somebody had missed the memo that, like... somebody missed the actual day. Literally, by the time I saw it trending on Twitter, it was 2 days after it had been the, like...
Or maybe it had been trending the whole time.
Wow. Who knows?
Well, I will say, good for Taylor. Because it takes a lot of work to not only be still relevant in 10 years of your career,
yeah,
but also, like, she's at the top of her game.
I mean, she's just getting better with age, just like me.
I do gotta say, I think her music is getting better. Good for Taylor. I like Taylor. Anyway.
I mean, I love Taylor.
Yeah.
Because I hate you.
This is just
I
like
love Taylor and I hate you because what she's great mean? And I love women. I'm so stuck on the fact that 10 minutes ago, well, because 10 minutes ago I was like, you're right, I hate women. And I'm like, do
Corey
people
doesn't
understand?
Hate women.
I was like, do people understand when I'm sarcastic? I hope so. We're like 90 episodes deep.
Also, if I were to use 5 words to describe you, one of them would be sarcastic.
Female woman haters club.
Yeah, or that.
President.
Yeah. Sarcastic female woman hater president.
Club.
God. Speaking of women haters, this is not a woman hater.
I'm like,
your
transitions are awful.
My transition lenses.
Yes, your transition lenses are awful.
You know when it's like dim in a room and your transition lenses are still half lit?
Girl, I know when I'm still half lit, and it's right now.
What does that mean?
Like, are you kids say lit? I don't know.
I don't know.
I was
Shawn
trying
Mendes.
To be relevant to the children. I'm half lit.
Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Went on a Snapchat rant.
I saw it.
Did you watch it all? Oh, wait. We were together when we watched it.
We watched it.
At VidCon.
We watched it separately, but I didn't know. I was like, what do you want to say about Shawn Mendes, his first tattoo?
Oh, I did see his first tattoo. It still looks sore.
No,
or
poor
red.
Baby
oh, poor
boy.
Baby red.
What do you want to say about his gay rant? technically, it was a straight rant.
Yeah, it was a straight rant.
Yeah.
Straight pride. No, he was basically
I'm going to give you like.
What?
I'm going to give you like.
I'm going to get to it. So Shawn Mendes said, you know what? There's a lot of negative comments on YouTube videos. He was watching old interviews of his and he saw all the comments being like, he's gay, he's gay. And he's like, I'm not gay. And please stop using it as an insult. If I were gay, there'd be nothing wrong with it. Please respect that. And I think this is, he's defended his sexuality before. A lot of people speculate on it. A lot of people are kind of, commenting on it. I think, you know what? I think he should just leave it at that. I think it's more power to him if he wants to say something, but I do think he said, you know, only 1% of the people that listen to my stuff ever comment on it.
This is my main talking
point. If it's 1%, girl, then don't say anything.
This is my
one. But I
get
it. That digs it.
This is my, like, advice to any creator, anyone who's putting themselves out there in any sort of public eye.
Yes.
Like, I really hate the idea of him clarifying and being like, this is only 1% of you. Like, there are so many other positive people out there and positive fans in his life that are like tweeting like, your music has like changed me or saved me. Like, make a video to them and say, thank you for always supporting me. I love that you support my music. Why do you even give 2 seconds to the haters?
I get it though, because like that, when
and by bringing it up, you're only putting it further into the spotlight and giving more people the opportunity. You're only like putting a spotlight on the one thing you don't want people to talk about. Spread love.
I totally
don't
agree
even
with
address
you.
The haters.
I totally agree.
Mute
with you.
Them on Twitter.
But it's I bet it's something. Imagine, okay, so he's 17. He's young. He's figuring himself out. I don't know where. I'm not going to speculate on that sexuality. But like, imagine if you're like figuring your life out and people are asserting what you are to you.
Oh, girl. If it's 1%,
I think that would be incredibly frustrating.
If it's 1%, you're not seeing it. I mean, like,
I don't know.
I think it's more than 1%.
That's the problem,
right? But like, I'm like, mute them. Twitter's got a mute button for a reason.
So I
use
think
it.
Whether he is gay, straight, bi, anywhere in between, anywhere outside of that, I support him.
Yeah, everybody.
And I think
out
a lot of
life.
People do support him. But I totally agree with Core. Where I'm like,
oh my god, Core.
Core.
Wait, so how did he get a tattoo if he's only 17? That's illegal. You have to be 18 to get a tattoo.
Oh my god. Is that true?
Actually, I don't know what Canada's.
How are we going to sue?
I don't know what Canada's crazy rules are.
Well, you know, they put pizza in bags up there.
No, that's milk. And you, like.
We've discussed
Oh,
this.
He got a.
A guitar.
It looks like a skeleton key.
A teardrop on
it
his guitar.
It does look very sore. Well, that's on the same arm you have.
Oh my God, it twinsicles!
It almost looks like we're gonna take a picture. It's like you're, oh my God, if you put up your forearm against his, it'd be like the owl played his guitar.
Oh my God.
All right, gotta go. Follow me on Twitter and don't be mad if I mute you because I don't pay attention to the haters.
Oh my God. Well, but, okay.
I mean, don't be mean.
I say, you know what you should do today? If that were affecting Sean that much, go send Sean Mendes some love.
If you love him, yeah. I mean, don't even bring it up. Tell, like I said, I just.
I was going to say something about Demi. Do you know how she left Twitter and then she came back the next day?
I'm sure we can probably talk about this.
I'm done with it.
What's
there to say? Yeah, anyway, you guys, we love you. And go send love to your favorite person on the internet right now because they should be seeing your love instead of responding to somebody who's maybe negative or putting them through it.
Yeah.
Good? Corey, who would you give love to right now? I'm going to challenge you to do it.
I would always give love to
Sarah Bareilles, somebody else.
Katy Perry.
Somebody that I wouldn't.
I haven't tweeted in like days and the last thing I did tweet was about Katy Perry, so like,
you know, I guess I never really take a moment to send love to somebody that like I appreciate
maybe
on Twitter, like a celebrity.
Does it have to be someone I'm following?
Can be anyone.
Maybe I'll just send love to Lea Michele.
That's one of the, oh my God, how kind.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where, you know, that guy from Star Trek who died,
mm-hmm.
everyone being like, wow, I loved his work, incredible actor, which is great, yeah, honor him, but like I want people to honor people while they're living too,
right.
Like, I wish that he could know how much everyone appreciated him.
Yeah. How much...
So tell the people that you appreciate...
That you
love
them.
Even if you don't stand them. You could casually like someone. But, like, if you're gonna appreciate them if something tragic happens to them, appreciate them while they're living, too.
Yeah. No spoilers, because I don't know how far into Orange is the New Black you are.
Don't tell me.
But I tweeted at one of the actresses and said, wow... you enjoyed every minute you were on the screen this season. It was incredible.
I love that.
It was like very, yeah, I just was like, couldn't stop watching that character this season. And I tweeted them when I finished the season and they favorited it. So, it was full on honesty. Like I wasn't looking for them to favorite. I just wanted them to know that I appreciated their work.
I did the same thing last night because I just saw Tickled. Oh my God.
Well, that's rude.
We gotta go. I saw Tickled. It's a documentary, and I tweeted the director of it.
It's pretty rude that you didn't link me to it. So
I know. I went to the theater to see it.
Where's it playing?
Right by.
We'll discuss this
on
the drive home.
So y'all go see Tickled and go tell Shawn Mendes you love him, and that's all. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.